Okay, 8 a.m. here on Sounds of Praise, and Jay is here. Time to for me to move out and be back next Sunday with our Palm Sunday program. So keep that in prayer, since I haven't planned a thing yet. And hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. We do it all over again. And by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless.
Thousand points of IWMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 this morning, and this fine morning. Hope you remember to jump ahead. That's how we do it. I almost forgot. In fact, I woke up by mistake. So if not for, I don't know what, I probably wouldn't be here. Something let me up at the right time. It wasn't my alarm. Anyway. So George Martin passed away this week at the age of 90, an extremely important individual in the history of music, via his role in the Beatles, obviously. Is. He's sort of invented or reinvented the producer role, turning him more from just somebody who made hit records as a producer. You know, the producer role was more of somebody who guided the hit record-making process in the 50s and early 60s, and he turned it into more of an artistic role. And his calling him the fifth Beatle was not so, inaccurate based on that. So he added a lot of string and horn flourishes to the Beatles and sort of made a lot of changes and suggestions to their music, and learned how to harness, their boundless creativity. So it was sort of an interesting and a new role for the producer role, and he influenced everyone from Glenn Johns on through to Brian Eno and all these others. So we're going to dig deep into his catalog, playing mostly the Beatles, of course. I also brought other stuff. He worked with America and also with other groups like Jerry and the Pacemakers and a few others. So we're going to hear a lot of different stuff. And we're going to start off with Eleanor Rigby from Revolver, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Ah, look at all the lonely people.
better all the time. I used to get mad at my school.
I can't complain.
The teachers that taught me weren't cool.
I can't complain.
They're holding me down, turning me round, filling me up with your rules. I've got to admit, it's getting better.
Yes, Paul McCartney solo stuff, not something that's heard very often on this program, and Take It Away from Tug of War is what we heard there. This is a George Martin show. Everything that, most of the bands that he was involved with, most of the groups as a producer, of course the Beatles, and he did two records, or maybe three, I believe, with McCartney as a solo artist, and we're going to hear from a couple more of those. And before that, it was Getting Better from Sgt. Pepper. And then prior to that, it was Free as a Bird. And that's a song from the anthology. Came out in, I believe that was the late 90s, if I'm not mistaken, mid-90s. And that was the track that I think John Lennon had written as a, to be obviously need to be a solo project. And then McCartney, I think he wrote some lyrics to go with what Lennon had written. There were some vocals laid down, and the surviving Beatles played music with it. So I believe that's one of the two of the final Beatles tracks ever. I think the other one was Real Love or something like that. Anyway, let's move on. This next track is In My Life from Rubber Soul, and George Martin was known to have added the piano piece in this track, so let's hear it right now. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Love you more. gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories. I got my bag, got my reservation, spent each dime I could afford. Like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard.
Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. I'll be waiting. Back.
Never thought my heart would be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Got to take the sentimental journey.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. No one I think is in my tree. I mean, it must be high or low. That is, you can't, you know, tune in, but it's alright. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Always know, sometimes think it's me, but you know I know when it's a dream. I think I know, I mean, yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever.
There it is, every last bit of Strawberry Fields Forever, 1,000 Points of Lights, WMFO, and this is our George Martin show, tribute to George Martin, obviously, mostly Beatles this morning. But we did hear from Ringo Starr, a bit of his solo record, one of his solo records. We're not going to hear very many of them. It's amazing to me that he got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as an individual. I think that's incredible, really. Considering his musical output as a solo artist, not as impressive. But hey, look, you know, I guess if you're in the Beatles, you should get in there as an individual. I think that's sort of, that gets you in by itself. We heard, well, let's go in order here. Before that, it was Why Don't We Do It in the Road off of the White Album. And then we heard Sentimental Journey from the album of the same name from Ringo Starr, produced by George Martin, of course. In My Life, that piano part, George Martin's significant contribution to that track. He actually played it. This wasn't just that he recommended that they put it in and that somebody else play it, but he played it. So, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. I'm actually going to start playing some non-Beatles stuff in this next set. Not in this next track, but in the next set, we're probably going to hear from, I think I'm going to go with like America, and then, you know, I've got this one track from Kenny Rogers. He actually produced a Kenny Rogers record. I'm not sure if I'll be getting to that, but he did do Cheap Trick, and so we're going to hear that, one of their better known records. But we're also going to hear from Jeff Beck as well, so that's sort of the plan for the next hour and a half. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. But first off, let's do Because from Abbey Road. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. Thank you.
I'm she does. Ooh, she does. Yes, she does. And if somebody loved me like she do me, ooh, she do me. Yes, she does. The first time, don't you know it's gonna last? It's a love that lasts forever. It's a love that has no past. Don't let me down. She really done me. Ooh, she done me. She done me good. I guess nobody ever really done me. Ooh, she done me. She done me good. Don't let me down.
All right, Jeff Beck, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and off of Blow by Blow, Because We've Ended as Lovers, and another George Martin-produced record. And you know what's funny is that the cover of Blow by Blow is showing Jeff Beck like in mid, you know, mid-guitar solo, and just sort of like the way his body is positioned and the way you can't see, really see his face as he's looking down at his instrument. It's so indicative of the music itself. I mean, I felt like I was looking at him actually performing it, almost like it was a video, and that was, you know, that's what he looks like. It was probably a photo taken while he was actually playing that very song. I wouldn't be surprised. Before that, The Beatles, Don't Let Me Down with Billy Preston. America, before that, with Sister Golden Hair from the Hearts record. Not something we usually play here, but you know what? On a George Martin tribute morning show, let's do it. Because started off the set from Abbey Road, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and so you're listening to 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, and we usually do, we usually don't have quite as many Beatles songs in the shows, but I think this morning, with George Martin having passed at the age of 90, and tributes coming out from everywhere, I think it's just sort of people, anyone who's been in the producer's chair just sort of owes a debt of gratitude to him, and so we are no exception here in 1,000 Points of Light. Up next, more from the Beatles. This is You've Got to Hide Your Love Away from Help, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Here I stand, head in hand, turn my face to the wall. If she's gone, I can't go on, feeling 2 foot small. Everywhere people stare, each and every day. I can see them laugh at me, and I hear them say, your name is born. continue to say. I love, and here I'll stay, and here I'll stay, here I'll stay. Can't buy me I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love, can buy me love. Everybody tells me so, can buy me love. No, 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 say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me
true. So please.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's one of the first singles. I think that was maybe the very first one. Actually, I don't even remember what the first Beatles single was. I thought it was Love Me Do. It could be Please Please Me, though. But anyway, we had that. We had Can't Buy Me Love off of A Hard Day's Night. And then before that, that was Jerry and the Pacemakers, Ferry Across the Mersey. And I didn't realize that while he was still the Beatles producer, he did anybody else's records. But apparently he did. That's from 1966. The Beatles before that, You've Got to Hide Your Love Away off of Help. And this is our George Martin Show, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. And thanks for listening. Here with you until 10. Second half of the show coming up. Exciting stuff. George Martin, of course, passing away this past week. And so we'd be remiss if we didn't have a little tribute show to him. And so that's what's going on here right now. And I'm trying to hit some of the songs that he's well known for, at least in his Beatles career. And that this next song is no exception. Tomorrow Never Knows, one of the most influential of all of the Beatles songs off the Great Revolver record. And we're going to hear that right now. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.